Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, April 10th, 2023, and it's 6:03 p.m. Scott, first order of business is establish a quorum.
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman. Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Andy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
He's here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
All right. Scott, would you please give us an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the April 10th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence of Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for the cases of Exhibit C. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. First item of business is review and action of the March 13, 2023 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, could we get a motion to approve as presented? Got a motion?
Second.
Got a motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Meeting stand approved. Next, we've got public hearing and final vote. We've got one on the list. It's MRG Group LLC, major subdivision, proposed 20 residential lot subdivision.
So a little different tonight. This is a major subdivision, preliminary plat, which this preliminary plat looks real close to the final. They've done way beyond what they were required to do. It's on a 7.5 acre parcel down Sycamore Church Road that you recommended rezone to R2 to the county commission, which they did approve the rezone, so it's zoned R2 for duplexes or single family homes. So I asked the applicant's representative to bring some 36 by 24s that we'll roll out on the table and be a little bit informal and look at them, talk about them, ask questions. I'll get up. He'll be up there to answer any questions. When we get finished reviewing and looking at it, and I've also got it pulled up here on the screen, we'll go ahead and sit down and then have any public comment and answer those questions. But you'll be approving a preliminary plat that they would present the final plat to me before recording, which before recording he'll have performance guarantee requirements before they record it or put all the infrastructure and road and et cetera in, which I would assume we can ask the applicant that they probably will come up with a performance guarantee so that they can plat it, record it, and then start moving forward with some construction. So with that, I would ask the representative to pass out the big ones, the big plats, and we can look over.
If you have any extra copies, can I take one?
I do.
Do you mind if they have a copy of one to look at? Since we got extra there.
Okay. My name's Carl Finkenbinder, and I'm with MRG Group, who's the developer, and as Scott said, we had taken this through you guys and got it rezoned as R2. Our current plan is to build a duplex, if you will, on each one of these lots, so that, in essence, would equal up to a potential 40 units, living units, but only 20 buildings, if that makes sense. So there'll be two units on each lot. There's a sewer lot there at the end that is dedicated. That will be dedicated for an on-site sewer treatment plant. I sent Scott. We've got anti-degradation approval from DNR already. What I'll do, assuming we... if we do receive approval for the subdivision on the final plat, we'll have we work with a company called Aquatech. They're out of Northwest Arkansas, and they've built two systems for us already before on different projects. Well, I should say one. They're currently building another one for us. So this will be their third system that they would build for us. Like I said, it's a on-site sewer treatment plant, and what happens is. We'll take the plans that our engineer has done and send that to the manufacturer, and then they design the system based on the flow and output and all that kind of stuff. And so then that, once that's engineered, we get it back and the bid, and we pay for it and go from there. So that's how that works. I think that we submitted a traffic count to Scott. That he had requested. Scott, I don't know if you have that ready available. I know that...
It was sent to him.
Do I?
It was sent to him.
Okay.
So could I bring something up real quick?
Yeah.
This was your first plat that you sent. So we had some undersized lots, but they have fixed that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So...
Lot one.
I apologize. If you look at... If you have a plat that says... Buttonwood Landing at the top. My apologies. There were some old ones in there. Scott, I forgot to take them out.
Okay,
the ones that say Buttonwood Landing, that's the one that I sent you that is correct.
You got the wrong. Sheriff Dave.
My apologies.
No, yours is right.
Oh, okay.
And what is the difference? Just one or two lots?
Well, they initially sent it. They had a couple lots undersized. They were close to 8,000, but they weren't, so okay. They changed it.
Yeah. So if yours says Chestnut Place, you can throw that away. My apologies.
Carl, are you going with a true round cul-de-sac or a teardrop? Because I saw two different ones.
The current one for Buttonwood is a true circle, not a teardrop. We did that adjustment when the lot size changed, but yes. I'll kind of let you guys ask the questions because I don't know what you want me to cover mostly, and then I know there might be some concerns from people in the audience, and I'm happy to address those as they come up.
Who's going to take care of the sewer plant?
Do what?
Who's going to take care of the sewer plant?
We, an association, will take care of it. Yes, we will set up, or I'll set up. I'm a licensed attorney in the state of Missouri, and so what I do is I'll set up the regime, the subdivision regime. It'll be for this, probably a condominium, or no, it'll be a POA, Property Owners Association, because we did not do this as a COA. So this will be a Property Owners Association with covenants and restrictions, bylaws, that kind of thing, and it will have in it its maintenance of the system. However, what I'll set it up, and then as the developer, we run it, and what I'll do is what we've done in the past is I'll contract as president of this POA, and they can terminate it later. The law says they can do this, but I'll set it up to where like someone like Ozark Environmental Services will actually be responsible for the daily report, not daily, but weekly reports, inspections, all that. And they'll have a contract with the POA, and they'll submit everything to DNR on reporting and maintenance. And then once the owners take over the POA it will be their discretion, their decision, whether or not they want to continue in that contract with an entity like Ozark Environmental Services or do it themselves, which they can do, but then they'd have to change the filings with the state as the continuing authority over that system.
At what point were you guys pulled out and turned over to POA as far as how many lots you sold?
So that's a good question. We traditionally, we try to do it as fast as possible. A lot of developers want to retain control as long as possible, and we take the opposite approach. So what we do, our approach, is we turn it over as soon as it's financially stable, meaning as long as there's enough money coming in to cover expenses and it can survive on its own. And we can stop writing checks. So as soon as that moment happens, then it can be self-sufficient. So I would tell you, generally speaking, in our experience, development-wise, it's probably close to 40% built out before we can turn it over.
Thank you.
Is when it gets to that point. Now, I will say this. If we get a lot of feedback, if it's not self-sufficient, but the POA people get really upset that we still maintain control, we relinquish it. We don't get into fights with POAs. We say if they want it sooner, we give it to them sooner.
So when someone buys a lot, is there like a maintenance fee that's established that they have to pay into an entity?
Yes. They'll pay a due structure into the POA to maintain your common elements within the development, which should be pretty low for this development, but there'll be some.
So if you still have 60% of the POA is taking over and everything, you're still paying dues on the other 40% of the lots that you offer?
Yes. Well, yeah, that's right. Yep.
And you'll be maintaining the roads on the road?
Well, we'll have to at first, obviously. I'm certain that we'll try to apply at some point. I mean, obviously, we'll have to meet your road and bridges criteria. But, I know how it works. We'll at least probably ask at some point Taney County to see if they'd be interested in or if they'd take over. And you may say no.
Well, right now, we've got a hold on any new ones.
Okay.
So, you know,
well,
trying to get caught up on our current 600 mile we got.
We will, and we know that. So what we'll do when we set up the POA, the due structure will try to capture enough money for deferred maintenance on the roads, assuming that Taney County never takes over.
If they're built good, you shouldn't have to worry about them for
yep.
10 years, probably.
Yep.
Is it your intention to build a roadway up to the county minimum standards for them to take it over, even though there's a moratorium on right now?
Oh, we'll have to. If we ask them to take it over, they won't take it over if I don't meet.
Well, I understand. Well, I'll yeah. Probably I'm going to spend a bunch of money. I've already got pictures running in that.
Yeah, but yes, our plan is we'll meet Taney County requirements on minimal requirements.
We'll be going out doing inspections on it.
George, Taney County road standards have been changed that all roads, private, anything in a major subdivision has to meet the Taney County road standards. Is that correct? And there's not these little exemptions that we had in the past.
So you can't have a private road path?
Nope. Well, not in a major subdivision.
If you do, it will never become a county maintained.
Well, yeah, I know that.
But you can in minor subdivisions and your own land and those kind of items, yes. The major subdivisions, you're bound by the Taney County road standards for that road. So.
And then as far as the development, is there going to be a requirement to stay with the same, basically, floor plan and layout, the building itself?
Yes. We're going to build it. So
okay.
We're going to actually build. We're not going to let other builders in.
Okay.
As some of you guys know, our company owns or is Lifestyle Contractors. We
yeah.
own that as well. And so we will actually build these units and sell them. So they will be fairly uniform throughout the entire development.
And is the plan for a two-story?
No, all single story. Single dividing wall, single story, three bed, two bath units with two car garage.
What are you going to live in there?
I have that.